G'day, you're on the pod with Mick and Ken from the G'day World podcast.
Jim Stewart,
you're on the pod
with Cam and Mick.
G'day Cam and Mick, how are you?
Good Jim matey. Boot. How you doing, mate?
Doing well, working hard.
Mate, what are you doing? What do you mean you're working hard? It's Saturday afternoon. What are you doing?
Well, I'm watching the cricket and trying to configure a label software, which is always good fun.
What kind of label software? These are for burned...
CDs.
Ripped DVDs that you've been ripping?
No. Legit. Client stuff, mate.
No, strictly legit, mother. Your watch will be ready at 4 o'clock. Your watch...
No,
don't
wink, wink. Say no more.
That's right. So, Jim, stewartmedia.biz. Tell us about the art of stew.
The art of stew, how to put the stew together.
Lots of potatoes, lots of leeks.
There's been a few leaks over the years, but I'm not owning up to any of them.
I was just explaining to Mick before we conferenced you in that, mate, you've been doing streaming media on the web longer than, even before the internet existed, you were doing it, weren't you? I mean, you invented streaming media back in the late 19th century, right. I think, I seem to recall.
That's it, yeah.
You were using pigeons. You were sending video packets via pigeon.
We were putting packets over our Babbage calculators. That's how long we've been doing it. And it wasn't easy, let me tell you. We've been doing it since about 1998. And we started off with a daily technology news show. We did that for about 3.5 years. And we used to get about 40,000 listeners per month at the height of the dot-com era.
40,000?
40,000 listeners per month.
Unique.
Oh, yes.
Holy crap.
Oh, it's just a fraction under what we're getting, Ken.
23 different countries they came from.
Wow.
I don't know where they all went when we stopped doing it, but there was a hunger for it back then, and that was when we were going out at 8 kilobits and 12 kilobits, and so the quality was pretty awesome.
People were still watching them on Spectra video computers.
Hey, that's the thing. Hey, I've still got that in the shed. Don't worry about that. Retrovideo SV318.
I remember your show, mate. I mean, as you know, I was at Microsoft at the time, I think. I used to tune in every day and used to bitch at you when the Windows Media Stream wouldn't work, but the Real Player Stream was working.
That's right. Yeah, that's before Microsoft brought out the operating system that clobbered the real networks. We won't go into that right now.
And so what happened to the show, mate? Why did you stop doing it?
Oh, people stopped paying. All our customers went belly up during the dot-com era. We had a lot of syndication partners, and they all disappeared with the dot-com crash. So with no one paying to do the show, it took a lot of time to prepare, as you know.
We just throw this together.
Not really, preparation? Mick, write that down. Preparation.
How do you spell that?
We used to start at 5 o'clock every morning and get the show out by 9. So it was, when people stopped paying, we thought, stuff that. I'm not getting up that early. No one's paying me to do it.
And then you started travelling the world. Montpellier, extreme sport videos, Brunei, Pakistan. You're on the panel there. You're on the panel with, who's that? That's, what's his name?
Mick Molloy.
Mick Molloy, that's right.
Mick baby. Yeah, that was good fun. Yeah, no, we did the extreme sport webcast from Montpellier in France. That was the European extreme sports, which was good. We trained broadcasters all across Asia on how to do streaming. So we went to Islamabad and Brunei and Malaysia and everywhere. So Sri Lanka and even Fiji, which was hard, but I had to do it.
So we had good times.
But then we did a whole bunch of other shows as well at the same time. But we're a bit ahead of our time, we think, which is the story of my life in this industry, I'm afraid. But there you go.
So what do you think about podcasting, Jim?
I love the idea of podcasting. See, podcasting used to be called the Audible Player when the Audible Player was around. I don't know if it still is. It probably still is. That was the first one of its kind. But I just think it's it's a great idea. I just think the mechanisms for getting it onto people's devices still haven't quite made it simple enough for it to go mainstream. But I reckon it will. I mean, it's this whole idea of what pay TV and promise to be, which is, you know, watch what you want when you want, or listen to what you want when you want, which, you know, none of the services, commercial services in Australia currently provide, but podcasting will, because it's just a case of, you know, you're sitting on the train, okay, I want to listen to my news, I want to listen to your show now, and I can. But yeah, it's sort of like on demand, but you've got to put it on your device first.
Yeah, look, it's starting to get there. You know, the new versions of Doppler and iPod that are out make it relatively easy, but, you know, I think we could make it a lot easier, I think. It might be too long. Microsoft will integrate it into the OS like all the other good stuff. You'll get it for $2.99 as part of the package, and Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, I think audio's got a better it's probably a better application for podcasting than, say, video, when you eventually get some devices out there that are video capable. I know there's a few out there now, but I still think audio's got a better chance of doing it, because people can do it in the car, they can do it on the train, they don't have to sit there and just look at the thing, they can still be doing something else whilst they're doing audio.
Mm. Well, good stuff, mate. Any words of wisdom you want to throw out to our audience?
Yeah, don't do any revenue share deals, boys. they don't work. And
revenue.
Yeah, no.
That's the problem with that's the problem with the kids of today. It's all about money, money, money.
All about money. Yep. Oh, look, you know, keep your bits dry. What else can I tell you?
Good on you, Jim. Go check out Stuart, Stewart media.biz.
That's us.
And Stuart will stream everything that you've got to anyone you want.
And some stuff you don't want streamed as well.
Ooh. 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 Hey, what's just before you go, mate, what's the coolest thing you've seen lately?
The coolest thing? I'll tell you, the most interesting thing I've seen lately is what's happening to Adam's platform. I think that's very interesting.
Of course, you were had your name listed in the prospectus of the Adams platform of Media World.
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't ask for it to be there, by the way.
Oh, right.
I only found out after the fact that it was in there.
Right, right.
So, yeah, that's what Cameron says every time I put his voice on the web. Yeah.
And what was the last film you saw, Jim?
The last film I saw was Polar... No, it wasn't with Polar Express. It was... what's the one with Zach Garden State?
Oh, yeah, rating out of 5?
Oh, geez, I'd have to give it 4.5.
Ooh. Yeah, it looks very good, looks very good. What are you reading?
Quirky.
What are you reading at the moment?
I'm reading a book. I'm not reading any novels at the moment, but I'm reading a book called The 1 Minute Millionaire by Robert Allen and Mark Victor Hansen, which is a combination novel and workbook, which is quite interesting.
Hmm. What are you listening to?
Listening to Maroon Number 5 at the moment. I've got that on. And I did download, I must say, last night, just because I'm a bit of a trumpet hack. I had to download Low Rider last night to do the trumpet riff in that, so I was mucking about with that last night. So that was good fun.
I have no idea what you just said. What's Low Rider?
You don't know Low Rider? Oh, mate, get online. Type it in. That's one of the best songs ever written, if you don't mind.
Dun, and it's got a it's in that... What's that movie with... What's his name? I think of songs and movies these days.
Yeah, that's the one.
Gone
that
in
one.
60
oh,
Seconds.
Yeah, that's a great film.
No, it's in Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah. Mate, I typed Low Rider into Firefox, and it's given me Low Rider Magazine, which looks like it's kind of something...
Like a Harley.
Oh, yeah, no, it is. It's about lowrider bike, extremehydraulics.com.
the best trumpet riff, it goes like this. Yeah, I'll do it for you with my trumpet lips.
Oh, is that what that's called?
Yeah, that's Lowrider. Go and get it. Go and download it. Have a listen.
See, I never knew what that was called.
Yeah. Well, now you do.
All right, Jim.
We'll get a g'day world out of you, Jim, before you go.
G'day, world.
Oh, that's a corker.
Yes.
We're gonna use that. That's a ripper. On you, Jim. Have a good one, mate. Boys.
On you, mate.
On you, mate. Cheers.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Mate, bye.
Not where we are again. Ashmick Info. Off the Murray. Got it.